This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us is Beth Bobbitt, who's Public Relations Manager at Walton Arts Center. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Jody Beznoska out of town. Yes. Beth has come in. And boy, Jody took off when everything's happening at Walton Arts Center.
I know. It was a great time to leave, I guess.
Tonight, Caravanserai.
Yes, we have two back-to-back 10x10 performances. Caravanserai is an amazing project. They've been here all week in residence, so they've been performing at schools. They were at Bentonville earlier. They were at Fayetteville yesterday. They're having a blast. But it's this band out of Morocco, Mashid Bekis and the Ganawa Ensemble with Brahim Frigani. I think I've got all that correct.
I think you did. Yes.
But so the project is really about sort of breaking down barriers for, you know, these Muslim art forms. Mm-hmm. And this year they focused on Morocco, and the traditional music in Morocco is Ganawa. So there's, you know, this oud virtuoso. They're in traditional garb. They just have a lot of fun on stage. They're dancing.
I've heard about this dancing.
Yes.
I haven't. Tell me about it.
The word that has been used to describe it is acrobatic. Is it? There's stuff happening all over the place.
There's some flips. There's some hat twirling. There's a lot going on stage. And, you know, I was thinking about what really gets people's, you know, stereotypes and perceptions broken down. And it's having fun. Like, when you're having fun and really enjoying yourself, your guard comes down and you can start to understand and start to accept, you know, what you're learning about. And I think that's important.
Most tickets are $10.
Yes, most tickets are $10. We've got our pre-show conversation with the artistic director, and then our post-show party, so you can mingle and with the artist, and that's a lot of fun too.
Then we're going to shift gears in 24 hours' time.
Yes,
really less than that. By the time that Caravanserai is off stage, and by the time Tokyo String Quartet is on, is maybe 20 hours.
I know. Our poor production team, they're just going to have to flip that place like very quick. But, yes, we've got Tokyo String Quartet here tomorrow. You know, they've been performing together for 43 years. This is their final tour, which is really special that they're coming here. So we're excited about that program.
You know what I love about 10x10, too, is not only the tickets are $10. Generally, you could still, on a whim, walk up an hour before the performance
sure.
and get a ticket.
Sure, yes. And we encourage people to do that. We know everybody's busy, and I often don't buy my tickets until right before the show. And so, yeah, that's the great thing about these series. There's always room. And you can learn, you know, again, we are going to have all four artists for the creative conversation. So that's going to be really different and unique.
For the Tokyo String
Quartet.
Another great thing about the 10x10
yes,
series.
Yes, I love learning, and then you know what to listen for, mm-hmm. you know, if you're not a classical music expert. And the program is really dynamic. We've got Haydn, who's, you know, classic, and then Kodály and Ravel, which is sort of the French Impressionist version of Monet, and everybody's favorite piece. So it's exciting.
One of the really great things about the 10x10 crowds, and I saw this especially with Plena Libre, you have a percentage of people who can't believe this band is here.
Right.
And they've been waiting years, if not their life, to see them.
Right.
There were people with Puerto Rican flags and great pride in this music.
Isn't that great?
And then the other percentage are people like me who've never heard these people
right.
and are hearing them for the first time.
Yes.
And you have this mingling. And I think the $10 ticket allows that to happen.
We call you a culture seeker. And there's
that's the nicest thing I've been called all morning.
There's lots of people that just stumble upon it and are curious. And yes, for $10, you can be curious. And if you don't like it, you can leave at intermission and no harm. But we're guaranteeing that you will like it. It's new. It's different. It's refreshing. And I love our 10x10 series. It's great.
Yeah, because you know tomorrow night there's some people who can't believe Tokyo String Quartet's in Fayetteville
right.
and people who go, hey,
never heard
bucks?
Of them.
What the heck?
Might as well.
Right. Everyone, I think, has heard of Shrek.
Yes, yes.
Big green ogre, and he's on his way.
He's on his way, and he's got great timing. He's coming over the Halloween week, so we're doing some special things in the lobby and have some special deals on Halloween, which is that Wednesday. So we're doing a costume parade. We're doing trick-or-treating in the lobby. We've got a great deal for parents. Buy one ticket for themselves. They get a free child ticket. So it's a safe and fun way to spend your Halloween.
All right. Information about all of this?
WaltonArtsCenter.org.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Beth Bobbitt is Public Relations Manager at Walton Arts Center.